Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. Speaking right now with a gentleman who Dr. Frieda lined up, Oren Hudson. Oren is in charge of an organization called BeSomeone.org. He is really, truly, in my opinion, doing something going in the right direction with children. I don't know what your political affiliation is, Oren, and it's totally irrelevant. But what is relevant is what you're doing for kids through BeSomeone.org. Can you do me a favor? Tell us a little bit about your organization and what your motives are, sir.
Well, I was a state trooper for 7 years. I'm an Air Force veteran, and seven people were shot in a robbery May 24th, 2000 for $2,000. And I said to myself, bad things happen when concerned people fail to take action. Bad things happen when concerned people fail to make boss moves. I made a boss move and started Be Someone to teach young people to be all God created them to be and to put brains before bullets. The only way to fight is to use your head. Think it out, don't shoot it out. I came up with the name Be Someone because Abraham Lincoln, his mother, her last words on the planet to Abraham Lincoln was Be Someone. And even though Abraham Lincoln had failed many times running for public office, Abraham Lincoln took those two words, Be Someone, and became 16th president of the United States. My assignment in life is to power our young people to be someone. You know, get your head up, get your pants up, get your grades up. And the big one, never give up. I have seven children. I have four males and three girls. And my message to my black males is don't fight the police. Be cool, be kind, and be nice, and respect your elders, respect authority. Yes, sir. No, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Be respectful. Be nice. Smile. Do the right thing. The good you do will come back multiplied to you.
It sounds to me, Mr. Hudson, like you are probably a little bit of a conservative bent in the sense that you're not looking for something for nothing. You're looking for accepting personal responsibility, and that's what you're teaching your children. Am I correct, sir?
I'm teaching them 100% responsibility. 95 doesn't work. Okay. You got to be 100% responsible for your success. If it's to be, it's got to be me. No one's coming to the rescue. Don't play the blame game. Play the win. You have everything you need, but you got to make your next move your best move. Why? Because movement is life, and nothing happens until you make a move.
Or what I find to be really interesting is people right now are talking a lot about racism in the United States. They're talking about Black Lives Matter, etc., etc. Oren, I've been around for 76 years, and in my opinion, of course Black Lives Matter, but I think that all lives matter. I have an awful lot of friends who feel the same way that I do. And, you know, I kind of feel, in a sense, that our current president feels that way also. Thing is that people need to take 100% responsibility. They need to stop the blame game, always blaming somebody else. Would you agree with that?
I agree 100%. We got to stop pointing fingers. You know, I'm going to swallow my pride, say I'm sorry, stop pointing fingers. The blame is on me. If you want to really change and make the world a better place, you got to look in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. Get your head up. Get your pants up. Get your grades up. And the big one, never give up.
Let me ask you a question. Do you mind if we talk a little bit about some political agenda just for the fun of it?
I don't mind. Go for it.
Thank you, sir. I'm just kind of curious. It seems to me that our current president is really saying the same thing that you are saying. Would you agree with me?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, one of the things I like about Donald Trump is that he gonna keep it real. He gonna tell you exactly, you know, he's not gonna sugarcoat it. He gonna, you know, sometimes in life you need people who gonna not be afraid to tell you like it is. And, you know, you need people that's gonna just go for it instead of just being throwing softballs. You need somebody that's gonna tell you like it is. The truth is gonna hurt. But, you know, you need somebody that's going to be straight up.
Orrin, I agree 100%. You know, racism has always been a problem in our country. Kind of hard for me to relate to that, only because my parents were Russian immigrants. I got laughed at every day in grade school because I was a Russian. My native language happens to be Russian, and I believe, to an extent, I can relate to people who feel they are being put down right now. I think the only way our country can get back on its feet, sir, is if organizations like yours are successful. Any comments?
And I love that. And we're playing a game without pieces. So we're looking for donation. We're looking for people to go to besomeone.org and sponsor a child. Right now we're doing a six week free boot camp for at-risk children, and we teach them to think and how to play chess and how to think things out. Six magic words we're teaching them. Take time to think things through. Why? Because you can make one move in life and never recover. You pull a gun on a police officer, your life is over.
That's
so
right.
We're teaching children to think things through. Is this true? Is this honest? Is this the best move I can make? Make your next move your best move. Get your head up, get your pants up, and get your grades up. I don't want to see your underwears, black man.
Orrin, you're a saint. You're up for sainthood. I asked you earlier off mic if you were a preacher. You said no, but you said I do. I put complete trust in God. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. My pastor, which is Charles Stanley, he said obey God and leave all the consequences to him. So I'm committed to obeying God and leave all the consequences to him. I'm just on a mission to stop the acceleration of crime and violence. I want to teach a million children. I train over 75,000. My goal is a million. And what we're doing has your name on it. You could be a part of changing the world one move at a time.
I'm going to put this out to a very, very large mailing list where I live in the northwestern United States. Let's see if we can get you some help, sir. I really admire what you're doing. I really admire the fact that you are not playing the blame game. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. We got to take 100% responsibility for our life. If it's to be, it's got to be me. No one's coming to the rescue. It's not what's happening in the White House. It's what's happening in your house. Get your act together. Make sure your children are making their next move the best. Be the change you want to see. Be a giver, not a taker. You can't get arrested for giving. You only can get arrested for taking. Be a giver. Give, add value. Serve people. I get a kick out of helping others win. I was a state trooper for 7 years. I had the blue light. I had the badge, the bulletproof vest. But everybody I stopped, I treated them like the most important person in the world. I gave this white guy a break one time. I never forget. He was running 100 miles an hour. And the judge want to see you when you're going 100 miles. She want to lock you up. I told the guy that, I said, listen, the judge want to see you. She want me to tow your car. I said, but I'm going to work with you. I'm not going to let the judge know how bad you were. I'm going to bump your speed down and let you mail a check in. He said, Officer Hudson. He said, Trooper Hudson, I used to hate black people, but not anymore. He realized that I didn't care about color. It's not about that. I'm not my brother's keeper. I am my brother because we all are one.
Mr. Hudson, I want to say one thing. God bless you. God is on your side, and so is Al Corlin, sir. I'll put the word out as much as I can. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.